I have a good news story to finish with today, but I'm conscious that it might at this very early hour give you the ick. So with that in mind, I am only going to say the words bovine viral diarrhea once, and from here on in, we're just going to say BVD. For the calf that gets BVD, it is not good news. What is good news, though, is that after 13 years of wrestling with it, in the assessment of the vets at Animal Health Ireland, we might be on the point of eradicating the disease within a few years. During the week, I went to Durrow in Leash to the farm of Robert Hovenden, who had a calf last February born with BVD.
Last February, like, the cow started calving, and of course, I didn't think anything of BVD, like, to something that you hear about, like, but...
You'd never had a brush with it in the past,
I've had years ago, like, when it originally came out, I had a brush with it, but that was the end of it. Like, I wasn't vaccinating the cows or anything. I just thought this thing, like, it's only something that you hear about. So anyway, the next thing back came a test to me, and it said positive. That in itself is one thing. Then my own attitude wasn't exactly great, now I have to admit that. Like, you need to isolate the calf instantly, right? By being a bit slack, the calf had contact with 17 other calves.
And when you say a bit slack, you mean that you didn't get that test in the post and off for analysis before that calf ended up mixing with a bunch of other calves?
Basically, that calf had come in contact with 17 other calves in the herd.
Robert farms essentially by himself, so he has somebody who comes and buys his calves at 3 weeks old, freeing him up for further calving and milking. This, though, wasn't an option last year. He had to keep all of his spring calves.
The whole 112 calves until May last year. Like, I had to feed the 112 calves for the full calving period, like, so...
That's work.
Yeah, that's work. You put in long hours now. That's the best way. Like, you don't, like, being a farmer, I'm honest with you, you don't count the hours, you just do it.
Robert's kind of stoic about it now, but you can hear in his wife Valerie's voice that they didn't have an easy time of it.
We obviously didn't know what the outcome was going to be. Couldn't plan anything. The biggest impact was having all the calves on the premises to be fed.
So that was a huge amount of additional work, was it?
Absolutely, yes, it was. Feeding calves is very hands-on, physical, time-consuming as well.
Yeah.
So,
explain to the person who has never done it how much work can be involved in just getting that one reluctant calf that doesn't want to feed.
Most of them learn pretty quickly. Some can take several days.
And that's 10, several days of you holding a calf
and putting a bottle into its
mouth,
yes,
rather than it working itself at a feeder.
Yes. It's just time that you don't really have to spare.
BVD is a highly contagious virus that affects cattle and can cause serious health and breeding problems. It spreads when cattle come into contact with infected animals, particularly calves, that are born carrying the virus and then pass it on to others. It's a highly contagious disease. It's a very, very tricky and troublesome one for farmers who get it.
Vet Patrick Donoghue, CEO of Animal Health Ireland. Unlike so many other diseases, which are now just a part of the permanent landscape, he sees BVD as something that we might be on the brink of making a thing of the past.
It's a disease that has been around for many years. Farmers who are sitting down at the kitchen table this morning listening to Countrywide are heading into their 13th year of compulsory tissue tagging, some of them might be a bit frustrated with that. But the facts are that we've come a long road on BVD eradication, from the people who had great foresight setting up the programme 12 or 13 years ago to where we are now. We've gone from 11% of the breeding herd in the country with BVD down to just around 200 herds now. So there's been huge progress made, and we're at the final point, and it's just a matter of finishing the job.
How effective is the vaccine?
With all vaccines, they're not 100% effective, but it's a huge help. It's a huge deterrent.
Robert admitted that he had always thought of BVD as something that happened to other farmers, to other herds. How big a part of the problem do you think that that is, that people just think this is an unnecessary expense to go and vaccinate my herd?
In 1990, we were down to about 9 herds in the country with brucellosis, and we let it slip, and it took a couple of decades to get it out. And more worryingly, and it affects an awful lot of the farmers listening, when Charlie Haughey was Minister for Agriculture in the 60s, he wrote a letter to all Department of Agriculture staff congratulating them on eradicating TB. We were down to 40-odd herds, about 45 herds in the country with TB, and we've let it slip. So BVD, I liken it to those two examples where we've come such a long way, we cannot let it slip, we must finish the job.
It must have been incredibly frustrating that we are so close to getting rid of this disease completely, and then yet you come down with it.
Like, that's part of the problem. Like, my attitude was, it was gone to a degree. Like, yes, we heard little bits about it and that. This thing, like, you knew it was there, but you didn't react.
I know you're looking at other threats. You're looking at TB. You're looking at blue tongue. You're thinking this is not something I have to factor in.
It's not something I have to factor in. Like, it's kind of you just switch off on it. But like, it's a manageable disease with quick reaction.
So what are you doing differently in 2026 than what you did in 25?
The samples are going off regular. It's as simple
so
as
those ear tags will go on and on the calf and straight in the post.
Straight in the post, like, no waiting for 20 samples or whatever. Like, just get whatever calves in a day tomorrow.
Daily trips to the post office, basically is what you mean.
Yeah, get it in there. Get
Doesn't it,
in it
there. Make a powerful argument for keeping rural post offices open?
It does, actually. It does.
What about vaccination?
I'm not getting caught that way again now. That's being honest with you. Like, so.
Is it a significant cost?
No, not compared to what I went through. It's small. If it protects me, like, from what I went through, like, it's small cost.
Robert and Valerie Hovenden in Durrow, County Leash. That is our lot this week. We're back at the same time next Saturday morning. Until then, a very good morning to you all.